This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So I want to start out the show tonight with a couple stories about your identity and your privacy. This one's coming from Forbes magazine. Thomas Fox Brewster reporting in what's believed to be an unprecedented attempt to bypass the security of Apple iPhones or any smartphone that uses fingerprints to unlock. California's top cops asked to enter a residence and force anyone inside to use their biometric information to open their mobile devices. Now, they were asking a judge, just to be clear. They weren't just asking the residents to let them in and then forced them to give up their information. Forbes found a court filing dated May 9th of this year in which the Department of Justice sought to search a Lancaster, California property. But there was a more remarkable aspect of the search, as pointed out in the memorandum. Quote, authorization to depress the fingerprints and thumbprints of every person who is located at the subject premises during the execution of the search and who is reasonably believed by law enforcement to be the user of a fingerprint sensor-enabled device that is located at the subject premises and falls within the scope of the warrant. Unquote.
Okay.
The warrant was not available to the public, nor were other documents related to the case.
So wouldn't this be essentially what a warrant's for? I mean, a warrant is to describe the particular things to be searched, what they're searching for, I presume. I presume in the warrant they were specific on what they were searching for. I mean, you know, if obviously with this warrant they can search through filing cabinets, right, on the premises.
Sure.
So this may be the first time that they've demanded biometric information to access an iPhone, but have they never requested biometric information to access a safe? I mean, there are certainly safes out there that are thumbprint oriented, right? I mean, I've seen them in the movies.
Well, they could request it, but ultimately, you know, if the person does not give that information up, you would think that they would have to bust into the safe that case.
Yeah, they would have to bust into the safe in that case, and they're going to look in the safe. So you're saying the difference in this circumstance is you can't bust into an iPhone.
Not as easily.
Yeah. So,
not with a crowbar.
I mean, I would think that they could force you to give over a key. They can try to force you to give over a password. I mean, you wouldn't have to. If you've got biometric information like a fingerprint, they can. This is one of the reasons I prefer a password,
right,
or some kind of swipe code or whatever, because your fingerprint they can take from you. They can't take a password. They can make you very uncomfortable to the point that you give it up, but they can't take it.
This case rings a bell to me. I feel like there's been another case where they were able to force people to open devices, where it was ruled, you know, a justifiable search or whatever, that, you know, they could actually force someone to use their fingerprint or their retina scan or whatever it was, some sort of biometric
I can't
info.
Say I find it shocking in today's political climate or in any of them. And, like, to me it sounds like it falls within the scope of constitutionality. If they claim, you know, if they claim that they've got good enough reasons for a warrant, I've got a judge's signature and I'm describing the particular places and things to be searched and what's to be searched for, then I can demand your thumbprint.
But they're not
thumbprint.
Saying that. They're saying that they're going to search everyone who has a phone in there.
On the premises.
On the premises.
So those are particular things to be searched.
No, that's not saying what they're searching for.
Well,
if they're searching for some kind
of file. You didn't read the whole warrant.
It's not available. You can't read the whole.
You can't read that.
The story says you cannot. The public cannot get the warrant. It's sealed.
I see the problem with sealed warrants. We're not talking about sealed warrants, Sarah.
In this case, we are.
Okay. I am not talking about sealed warrants. Let's presume for a second the warrant is unsealed, and it says, we're looking for drugs, okay?
Okay, well, they're not going to find that in the phone.
They may find information on more, you know, like drug deals and things like that.
Yeah, but that's not drugs. That would not qualify.
If we claim that they are drug dealers, then look, I'm not arguing for this, Ian.
Well, if it's a drug deal, if you
claiming that it's constitutional.
No, I don't think so. Okay. Because if you are saying that you're looking for a drug dealer, then it's not likely that every single person in the house is a drug dealer. If you have a suspicion as to if, you know, John Smith is a drug dealer, then you can get a warrant to, you know, confiscate John Smith's phone and search it. But ultimately, the issue here is forcing somebody to unlock their phone.
Okay. Well, would you find it constitutional if they took a fingerprint and said, we're going to get John Smith's thumbprint and make John Smith open his phone on the premises because we believe that John Smith is a dirty, stinking drug dealer, and we're going to find out by looking at his texts? Would that be specific enough for you?
Well, again,
I just don't think that iPhones are magic. I think that they are a particular thing to be searched.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. But this wasn't a particular warrant in any way, shape, or form. They were just wholesale searching phones of everybody on the premises.
Okay, so your problem isn't that it's using thumbprints. Your problem is that it's not specific on whose thumbprint and which phone.
I would say that's one of the problems with this warrant, one of the things that makes it unconstitutional, yes.
Okay.
And I also think that people should not be forced to give over codes to secretive devices.
Oh, I don't think we should have a drug war, but in a world where you do have one, you're going to more often stress the boundaries of the Constitution. In this case, I am not impressed. So, for instance, if they believed that this house was housing terrorists who were building a dirty bomb, they were able to show a judge enough evidence to be able to get a warrant, and I mean a real judge that has real jurisdiction, that has, that believes that there's a real burden of proof in order to get a warrant, then I wouldn't have personally a particular problem with the whole thumbprint of whoever's on the site.
So I do have a problem with forcing people to reveal passwords because essentially it's a violation of their right to right against self-incrimination. And so, you know, you should not be forced to speak. Of course, this is a way around that. If you have a thumbprint coded phone, then you aren't speaking. They're just putting your thumb on the phone, and they, you know, if they knock you out, they could certainly do that. In this case, they are just, you know, seeking the authorization to press your thumb to the phone, and, you know, the judge granted that. So this is a warning to anybody that uses the thumbprint security method.
Absolutely. I don't think that I can see why people want to use the thumbprint method. It's probably pretty effective for a lot of circumstances, but when it comes to dealing with the authorities, they're going to be able to get into your phone relatively easily, and there probably needs to be some other form of security on the phone. I can see why you'd want to use it. Say, let's say you're at home, and the last time you checked your phone was within the past hour. Then, I can see why you wouldn't want the extra form of security.
According to the memorandum signed off by the U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California, Eileen Decker, the government asked for even more than just fingerprints. Quote, while the government does not know ahead of time the identity of every digital device or fingerprint, indeed every other piece of evidence that it will find in the search, it has demonstrated probable cause that evidence may exist at the search location and needs the ability to gain access to those devices and maintain that access to search them. For that reason, the warrant authorizes the seizure of passwords, encryption keys, and other access devices that may be necessary to access the device, said the document. Legal experts were shocked at the government's request. They want the ability to get a warrant on the assumption that they will learn more after they have a warrant, said Marina Medved of Medvin Law. She said further, quote, essentially, they're seeking to have the ability to convince people to comply by providing their fingerprints to law enforcement under the color of law because of the fact that they already have a warrant. They want to leverage this warrant to induce compliance by people that they decide are suspects later on. This would be an unbelievably audacious abuse of power if it were permitted. Jennifer Lintz, the senior staff attorney at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, said further, quote, it's not enough for a government to just say, we have a warrant to search this house, and therefore this person should unlock their phone. The government needs to say specifically what information they expect to find on the phone, which is one of the points I was making, how that relates to criminal activity, and I would argue that they need to set up a way to access only the information that is relevant to the investigation. That's, we'll continue with what the EFF has to say about this, because you know the more they can get away with these violations of people's privacy, the more they're going to continue to do so. It's a good thing we've got the Electronic Frontier Foundation out there.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so Skype on in here at username lrn.fm.
I think we'd all agree that healthcare in this country has some real problems with you know, the recent changes, and frankly, it had some problem, plenty of problems before that too. What we need is a healthcare system that focuses on health and not sickness. Now, sure, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. And doesn't that, in fact, incentivize sickness instead of health? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's called Health Excellence Select, and you can find them at healthexcellenceselect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, if you need it, and no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. I'm just pointing out some of the things that health insurance companies don't have, that they really do. Now, HIPAA's messed up all the medical records, so much so that one doctor doesn't know what the next one's doing. Well, they give you a medical information card that you can give to EMS or first responders, emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. That's a pretty big deal when you can get that kind of information given on a card. That could be, it could be game-changing. I don't know why somebody isn't doing this already. You can check them out right now, healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage. You'll love the service and the price. And by the way, yes, if you are paying for your own health care, you need to check them out. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
So we're talking about a disturbing warrant application out in California, and you know, presumably this actually happened. But this application was requesting the ability to go into a physical location and confiscate the phones or electronic devices of everyone in there and then use force to coerce people to press their fingers onto whatever fingerprint reader their phone has so they could then access whatever was inside. And as Jennifer Lynch from the Electronic Frontier Foundation points out, she says that the government needs to say specifically what information they expect to find on a specific phone held by a specific person, meaning that, you know, you can't just go into, you know, a school or wherever and just wholesale search everybody's phones in there just because they happen to be in the building in which you got the warrant to search. She says further they need to say specifically the information they expect to find on the phone and how that relates to criminal activity. And she says further she'd argue that they need to set up a way to access only the information that's relevant to the investigation. She says also the warrant has to be particular in how it describes the place to be searched and the thing to be seized and limited in scope. That's why if a government suspects criminal activity to be happening on a property and there are 50 apartments in that property, they have to specify which apartment and why and what it is that they expect to find there.
Yeah, but they don't have to specify which room, and they don't have to specify necessarily. So if, like, five of us live in the same apartment, mm-hmm. they're claiming that, you know, I don't think that they – if you've got a room, I've got a room, and whatever, basically they just come into, you know, they just shake the whole place down.
Unless the rooms are individually numbered and individually locked, then they would probably need a warrant for each individual room.
Yeah, probably.
While the Department of Justice declined to comment on the case, Forbes was able to contact a resident at the property in question, but they refused to provide details on the investigation. They did, however, indicate that the warrant was served. The person said, quote, "They should never have come to my house," unquote. In an attempt to protect the resident's privacy, Forbes has chosen to censor the address from the memorandum and concealed their name. But the document is public. Search hard enough and you'll find it. The person said, "I didn't know about it until it was served. My family and I are trying to let this pass over because it was embarrassing to us and should have never happened." They said neither they nor any relatives living at the address had ever been accused of being a part of any crime, but declined to offer more information. "We've never seen anything like this," added one of the attorneys. "Indeed, the memorandum has revealed the first known attempt by the government to acquire fingerprints of multiple individuals in a certain location to unlock smartphones." And maybe that's what's different, because, again, this rang a bell to me. I felt like there's already been an established case where the government can force a suspect to open their phone with a fingerprint. I believe we've talked about that on this show.
I would think that they could.
So this, what's different about this is it's the first attempt to acquire fingerprints of multiple individuals in a specific location.
Yeah, I'm certainly not rooting for them, but I'm not surprised.
The document also showed the government isn't afraid of getting inventive to bypass the security of modern smartphones. Faced with the growing technical difficulties of unlocking phones, the government has sought to find new legal measures allowing them easy routes in. hence the All Writs Act order that demanded Apple open the iPhone 5C of San Bernardino shooter Syed Farouk. But with Apple refusing to comply with the order and pushback from the likes of Google and Microsoft, cops are increasingly looking to fingerprints as one option for searching smartphones.
I don't even know that my phone has this option. I probably wouldn't use it, but it's weird.
Forbes revealed earlier this year one of the first known warrants demanding a suspect to press their fingerprints to open an iPhone, which was filed by Los Angeles police in February. This publication also uncovered a case in May where feds investigating an alleged sex trafficking racket wanted access to a suspect's iPhone 5S with his fingerprints. Both were ultimately unsuccessful in opening the devices. The Michigan State Police Department had more luck this summer by asking a university professor to create a fake fingerprint that could unlock a Samsung Galaxy S6. The team succeeded. He told Forbes in July the same techniques worked on an iPhone 6 and a Samsung S7. The memorandum, which specifically named Apple, Samsung, Motorola, and HTC as manufacturers of fingerprint-based authentication, outlined the government's argument that taking citizens' fingerprints or thumbprints without permission violated neither the Fifth or Fourth Amendment. In past interpretations of the Fifth, suspects have not been compelled to hand over their passcode, as it could amount to self-incrimination. But the same protections have not been afforded for people's body data,
yeah,
even if the eventual effect is the same. Citing a Supreme Court decision, Schmerber versus California, a 1966 case in which the police took a suspect's blood without his consent, the government said that self-incrimination protections would not apply to the use of a person's, quote, body as evidence when it may be material.
Was that person forced to supply information? Because as I understand, DNA is information. So I would disagree with the court's interpretation in that circumstance.
Well, unfortunately, you're not sitting on that court, so it doesn't really matter. It also cited Holt versus...
Don't worry, I'll never have an opportunity because libertarians don't vote.
Right. Holt versus the United States, a 1910 case, and another one in 1973, States versus Dionisio, though it did point to more recent cases where the defendant was compelled to provide his fingerprint to unlock a device. As for the Fourth, the Fed said protections against unreasonable searches did not stand up when, quote, the taking of fingerprints is supported by reasonable suspicion. Other cases, dated well before the advent of smartphones, were used to justify any brief detention that would arise from forcing someone to open their device with a fingerprint. I mean, after all, if you could prevent the government from taking your fingerprints, then that would cause a lot of problems at any police booking area.
Sure.
I mean, the fingerprints, even though it's very close to your body, is not inside your mind. And so I can understand why the courts would justify being able to force someone to use a fingerprint to unlock a phone. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us here, 855-450-3733. But it's not just about fingerprints tonight. There's also a new study out about facial recognition systems threatening the privacy of millions of people, and The Intercept has that story. But you can share your thoughts. Take control of the airwaves here, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours? For free, MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talking about your privacy, which, well, basically doesn't exist. You have to take some steps. You have to take some effort to actually achieve any level of privacy. You don't get it by default. Even though you supposedly have a right to it, that doesn't mean that you automatically have it. So you have a, if you have a right to privacy, that just means you have the right to achieve as much as you possibly can. You don't actually have privacy by default. So there are different steps that you can take to be more private, and we've been over some of those before here on the show. There's some tools, for instance, for your phone that people like Edward Snowden have recommended, like PGP. Well, I guess that's not your, for your phone, but well, maybe there's some PGP for your phone, but I've never used it. But Snowden recommends PGP for encrypted communications. He also recommends the app Signal. So it's a free app. It's called Signal. You can download it for Android or iPhone devices.
It's just another texting app rather than the...
But
the,
it's encrypted texting.
Yeah, well, it's the texting app that you have on your phone isn't as good as Signal. Signal is better.
And Signal's also encrypted calls, so you can actually make phone calls that are encrypted.
Yeah, I've used that feature, and it works really well.
It works pretty well. I mean, if there's enough data, you've got to have a good data connection to make that possible.
Yeah.
But anyway, so those are a couple of options for you. But ultimately, another thing you want to keep in mind is what we're learning from this story is the, you know, the net just keeps getting tighter, right? They had the justification to take someone's thumb and depress it against their phone previously in individual cases, in individual search warrants. They were given that justification, and the courts
agreed. They're going to use it.
And they're going to use it. And now they're saying, oh, well, now we just want this warrant for this location. And anyone who's inside that location, we want the ability to force them to unlock their phone with their thumbprint. And apparently that warrant was served on the household in question. And the Electronic Frontier Foundation is saying that's not okay. You've got to have specifics in a warrant. If you're looking for some sort of specific electronic file, then you have to say on whose phone and what it is you're looking for.
And I'd like to point out, because this is really important for those out there that are like, you know, they hate to see the bad guys win. And I don't like to see the bad guys win either. But if these folks upon whom this warrant was served are, you know, not guilty of anything, their case against the state is going to be more difficult to prosecute. They're going to have a more difficult time getting their way in this, which is to say, to prevent the government from ever asking for one of these things again. They're not going to be able to establish the case law in the same way that somebody who was, I don't know, had a you know, a texting app full of drug deals or whatever, then, you know, in that case, you have the drug dealer, and that much is certain, but the drug dealer obviously has a case because they're going to go to jail if they don't win. So this is one of the reasons why our court systems, has developed over time by cases from guilty people. And that's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. And it's not like the people on the the government side are saying, you know what we want? We want a court system that protects people's individual rights.
No.
Or, well, maybe if they do say that, they're just lying.
Yeah, the rights just get in their way. They want to have total control over you and every one of your devices. And things like fingerprints and passcodes stand in their way. But the passcodes really stand in their way because they have to get that out of your mind, and that's a lot harder to coerce. Whereas the fingerprints are just, they got to grab your arm and push it downward. So a little bit more here. The justifications, the excuses for this by the government didn't wash with the experts that Forbes interviewed, one of them from the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Of the Fourth Amendment argument, Medvin said, the police don't have the right to search a person or place in hopes of justifying the search later as reasonable.
That's true.
That's not how the Fourth Amendment works. You need to have a reasonable basis before you begin the search, and that reasonable basis is what allows you to search in the first place. The reason I'm so concerned about this, said another one of the attorneys, Lynch, is that it's so broad in scope, and the government is relying on these outdated cases to give it access to this amazing amount of information. The part the government is ignoring here is the vast amount of data that's on the phone. If this kind of thing became law, then there would be nothing to prevent a search of every phone at a certain location.
Yeah, basically the government could just start writing warrants saying we're looking for such and such in this place and we have a reasonable belief that we're going to find it. And we want to find, check everybody's phone there for illegal activity. And then they can go in and bloop, 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 find out everything illegal you've done. And they've cast a very wide net. That's the purpose of the Fourth and Fifth Amendments in the Bill of Rights, is to prevent this kind of police state behavior.
Something else you'll want to consider if you have a phone and if you're not passcoded, you should add one. You should add one right away, because even if the government doesn't get your phone, you could leave it somewhere. You know, you could leave it sitting on a bathroom stall or something like that, sitting anywhere that you might happen to be using the phone. Just absentmindedly put it down and walk away from it, and then somebody else comes up, and then they just power it up and then swipe the little unlock. They get right in there, get access to your Bitcoin wallet, if you didn't passcode that too, get access to your email box, which of course gives you access to anyone's accounts on whatever it is they have accounts on. So passcoding your phone is not just a good idea to keep the government out, but just to keep common criminals out of it as well. And of course, the more digits you have in the passcode, the safer you are from a brute force cracking attempt.
So I've got a passcode on my phone. Mainly the reason is because of the Bitcoins, and I could leave it someplace. But I got to say, it's inconvenient
to have a passcode. Yeah,
most
for
of
sure.
The time I'm using my phone, I'm at work or at home.
Right.
But I repeat myself, right? Most of the time I'm working from home and then I come here. And so, you know, you're talking about the vast majority of my day, I am in one of those two locations. I'm reasonably certain that, you know, you and the people who are in the studio aren't going to do anything with my phone. Mm-hmm. My wife, if she wanted to do something with the phone, she could do anything she wanted.
there are there's some sort of system that I think Google added in where it'll geographically know where you are and leave your phone unlocked in that place.
They do.
That still gives you a danger from police searching your phone.
It's true if they come into the house and take a look. So I keep it, I keep a passcode. But, a passcode, the more difficult it is to enter a passcode,
the more frustrating it is.
The more crappy it is, right? Like, the better security, but the crappier it is.
There's always a price to pay for privacy, Mark, and that price is inconvenience, typically.
Sure is.
Sometimes an actual cost of dollars. Let's go to Patrick in Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Hey, I got a question for you. Maybe you can answer this, because I know, we have to, at our work, being in law enforcement, we actually have to check out a phone. It's assigned to us, and then we aren't really allowed to use our personal phones. But in the particular case of what you were talking about, fingerprint, this is something to think about. Most of the companies and even the city workers and everything else use a fingerprint hooked up to your time card, or your ID, your official ID where you punch in and punch out. And the fact that that whole data system is huge in the U.S. now, due to everybody using it, is the federal government, you think, going to go after the big corporations for that database? Because you were talking about fingerprints unlocking cell phones and different securities and everything else. But when you were talking about that, I automatically thought about that because, just in what I do, everybody has their fingerprint. Of course, I'm in the system already, but if they were to go after these big companies that, have millions of people like Walmart uses it, all these other major
corporations. Yeah, I see what you're saying. You're saying, could the government take the databases or download in some way these databases that these corporations have of their employees' fingerprints? And I would say, of course they could. And they could certainly get a warrant probably to get at the very least some of the information. If not, these corporations, a lot of them, will just roll over and do whatever it is the government even just asks of them to do.
Not even without...
They may just do it just because they asked nicely. Patrick, thanks for your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Join us on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. You can take control of the airwaves. We're talking about what little bit of privacy you have left. And it's pretty much whatever it is you eke out for yourself. You got to take time. You got to take effort to be private. And, of course, that time and that effort, and in some cases money, can be inconvenient. And that is one of the reasons why people choose to not be private, because it is much more convenient to just put it all out there or to just make it so you have no security whatsoever. But then if something bad happens, you have no one to blame but yourself.
Indeed.
So we can talk more about those things. And, of course, you can take control and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well at Skype username LRN.FM. Now, if you had but one day to teach someone about economics, what would you tell them? Now, if you don't have an answer, that's okay, because for over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students. Their newest course, Economics in One Day, will give you a breadth and depth of knowledge on how economics works that you'll be able to teach to others. Fee gives you tools for that as well. Take Economics in One Day now for free over at their website, fee.org/FTL, and learn key economic concepts, the inspiring vision that the market economy brings, and the challenges that government solutions face. Start today at no charge at fee.org/FTL. That's F-E-E as in Foundation for Economic Education. FEE.org/FTL and learn why entrepreneurship matters. You got no risk here. This costs you nothing to get started over at fee.org/FTL. All right, let's go back to your calls and thoughts. We've got, Modern Drummer is on the line via Skype. Hello, Modern Drummer.
I keep hearing that people maybe shouldn't vote, or not that they shouldn't vote, but one reason to not vote is that your vote doesn't matter. And I think that that is a bit of a dishonest truth. Well, it's true that my one vote in Wisconsin isn't going to turn it red or blue, I think that if, say, 20 million people believe that their vote doesn't matter and so they stay home, that becomes a self-fulfilling thing. You see where I'm coming from?
I see it, but I mean...
I agree. And, Mark, you're the person on the show that makes the argument that your vote is statistically insignificant.
Statistically insignificant.
You generally only argue it in the case of someone trying or someone claiming that they don't want to vote for a third party, and
right.
you use that as evidence that they should, because what's it matter which way they vote? But on the other hand, that could also be used as an argument against voting entirely.
So voting and not voting are both collectivist activities, right? So they have collectivist and individualistic aspects. The individualistic aspect of voting is that your vote doesn't matter statistically. You can make it matter more by voting for a third party and sort of driving their numbers up, as opposed to, you know, voting for one of the major parties and then just, you know, essentially wasting your vote. Because if you vote for one of the major parties and they lose, then all those votes were, you know, pointless. If you voted for a major party and they won, every vote above the vote that caused them to win was pointless. Whereas for a third party, they're usually trying to get numbers and percentages so that they can get benefits like ballot access and inclusion in debates and those kind of things. So basically, when I make the argument from that standpoint that your vote can be more valuable by voting for a minor party. So, you know, but the fact is that your individual vote doesn't matter. What people have to run to on both sides, the claim that you shouldn't vote, the claim that you should vote, is kind of this, you know, well, what if 20,000 people do such and such? And, you know, what if 20,000 people do such and such? It has nothing to do with me. That's like blaming me as a Nader voter in 2000 for the fact that George Bush became president and the Iraq war and then everything that came beyond that, because 530 something other voters voted for Nader, that somehow I'm responsible for Ralph Nader, you know, throwing the election towards Bush. And that's armchair quarterbacking. That's the presumption that we can move people's votes around the board like a chessboard, like a, you know, like a chess master.
Well, I would say that it's that as far as blame goes, that the candidates themselves need to give people the reason they vote for them. So if they lose by one vote or 1 million votes, that's up to them. But I would also say that in this case, if I had a really strong third candidate, I would maybe do that. But Gary Johnson inspires me about as much as a mud puddle. So
what are you going to do?
So he's going to vote for Trump.
Well, I'm going to vote for Trump, yes.
Interesting.
Because he inspires you more than a mud puddle.
Well, what I'll say is this, is that I'm not, when I vote for candidates, I try to, I mean, certainly personality has an effect on everybody, but
sure.
I try to vote for policy. I don't want a war with Russia. And I want to stay out of all foreign entanglements. I want, I want a suppression of political correctness. And let's see, there's others, but I've got stage fright, so I can't think of them.
That's all right. You've done great.
One of the value, if I can speak about Trump as having value, one of the values I find for him is he's basically a disruptive force. There's often some kind of evolution that'll go on if you have a disruption in the political process. Hillary Clinton isn't going to be disruptive at all.
Nope.
Hillary Clinton is
she
going to
she knows all the players fit yeah, right in.
Business as usual. It's going to be the third Obama presidency, the third term, and fourth, likely.
Or the fifth Bush presidency.
I disagree
with
you. Because
Obama really wasn't that different from Bush.
I disagree with you on that subject. I think Obama is different than Bush. Bush certainly wasn't going to create the ACA. All right, that the few weeks that went on where it was all Democrats, House, Senate, White House, that really made a difference in the political landscape in the United States. But I don't think Clinton's going to get any mileage. She's going to have all Republicans in the House, likely Republicans in the Senate.
How do you know that?
It's prediction.
Okay.
Well, look, Ian, you'll sit over there and you'll say that Gary Johnson won't win, but somehow my prediction...
not going to win.
Fine. But of course the Republicans aren't going to lose the House.
Well, I don't know how you can predict that. I mean, obviously anybody
can win. It looks like they're not going to lose the House
races. I don't go by what polls say. I don't think it's particularly useful.
Polls are particularly, tend to be pretty close to on the money.
I don't know about that. Go ahead. Anything else you want to share tonight, Modern Drummer?
Ron Paul, please come back.
He's not getting any younger. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, it's a shame old Rand Paul didn't follow in his father's footsteps, because he really could have gotten people excited this time around. And, you know, instead, those of us who really love liberty have been saddled with Gary Johnson, who doesn't really even... doesn't seem to embrace the non-aggression principle. Maybe he understands it, but he certainly doesn't talk about it on the campaign trail, which is a big disappointment, I think, for a lot of people. And Rand Paul, of course, did not really carry his father's torch in any way, shape, or form. He even dropped out before the New Hampshire primary, if I'm recalling correctly.
It was a big disappointment for me that he dropped out, but... You know.
So, your solution is not going to come at the federal level. Whatever it is, there's not going to be some man who's going to come there and save, or woman who's going to come in there and save Washington, D.C., turn the ship of state around, reduce the government's involvement in our lives, reduce regulations. I mean, just stop hoping for it. Stop working towards it and start working towards secession as soon as we can possibly acquire it.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're a big fan of secession. That's not really where, I'm looking. I'm looking more for a nullification, situation. But
more people are going to be open to secession in about a month's time, I think.
Yeah, I suspect you're right.
Whoever they are.
But if you believe in the ideas of liberty, you've probably been told, and you've expressed those opinions to people, you've probably been told to move... To leave the United States.
Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, leave.
If you don't like it, leave. Likely you've been told to move to Somalia, where they have good old-fashioned anarchy, which is what you're looking for, which, of course, is ridiculous. It's a failed state that's been undermined by the UK, the US, and the UN for two decades. I mean, it's ridiculous. Anybody who says that is obviously not very familiar with foreign policy and, these sorts of things. But that's fine. They've got their idea. And I think that at the core... The kernel of it, there's some truth. And the truth is that, well, I mean, if you want something different, chances are you can't continue to do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. So I picked up and moved from Florida, which I expected to stay, continue to do the things that it was doing without my vote mattering at all. And I moved to New Hampshire for more liberty around a bunch of people who are doing the same thing.
Coming up, your calls, thoughts, if you want to join us here. Also, apparently it's debate night, so maybe we'll check in with the debates. I presume
to get lied to.
I presume they start at 9 o'clock Eastern time, but we'll figure all that out as we go on. And you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
The Blockchain Education Network has had a busy fall semester introducing, educating, and giving away Bitcoin. The initiative believes wholeheartedly that students should understand cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Now the organization is ramping up its efforts to educate the academic masses, offering a bounty to students who help build a syllabus. The Blockchain Education Network has set aside a total of 4 Bitcoin to divide between students who add content. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper.
Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.